My name is Samantha Slade. I partner with Amanda Lab Living Lab. It's a citizen living lab, and it's exploring new ways of citizens engaging in their lives and communities. In any work that we're going to be doing, it's about deliberately provoking and inviting intergenerationally. Just a really tiny, minute example of that is when we invite, we ask a daycare what they dream of in the new library, and the daycare answers, we want to bring all the children from the daycare to go do an active physical circuit in the adult reference section of the library, and we want to know if that's possible. And so that becomes an instant yes, because it's a brilliant example of something going on that's intergenerational. The wider you can open the voices, the more what you're doing is going to make sense. And so it can be as simple as something when we're a group in a park wondering about the future of this park, and we're having a working session on it. At one point, we just stop having our working session between the people that have actually been invited to the working sessions, and we all give ourselves an hour to walk around the park and talk to people who are randomly at the park that day. The plurality of voices is not always being with just those people who've invited to be there. It's also going with those people who are serendipitously there. And giving yourself permission to go and be an inquiry, genuine, open, respectful inquiry with absolutely everybody, even somebody walking by.